Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone as the Utah Jazz defeat the Indiana Pacers in a blowout, in a dominating 104-84 blowout. I am very reluctant to jump on boards of bandwagons and things of that nature. This one moves my meter. This one was really impressive.
Well, why would it move your meter?
Because I think Indiana's really good. Indiana, with Victor Oladipo playing this year, have won 65% of their games. They are 37-21 when Oladipo plays. They'd won 9 of 10 at home. They'd won 7 of 9 overall. They were rolling. They were struggling a little bit offensively, but, I mean, this was not a close basketball game. You do not go on the road very often. They Jazz trailed 8-2, closed the quarter on a 30-12 run, and then the game got to 8 for about one possession, and otherwise, this just was never close.
Well, they led by 12 after the first quarter. But would you consider this to be a high-powered offensive team?
Indiana?
Yes.
No, but they've been all right all year. I mean, they're the 9th best offensive team in the league, and the Jazz just – but when Rudy takes away the rim, it eliminates teams' entire game plan.
Well, I thought – he did a great job of doing that, but also thought the fact that they did knock down threes, but they didn't get any transition points there as well. So which means the Jazz were taking the ball out of the net. I mean, they were taking the ball out of the net because and were not able to score on the other end of the floor because of Rudy. So, I mean, I think that was basically the ball game right there, and they couldn't figure it out. I thought in the third period they really tried to pick up their defense. They started getting a little aggressive out there above the three-point line, and even that didn't work. So the Jazz had their answer tonight.
Late third quarter, the Pacers made a surge at the Jazz, and the biggest play of the night is Crowder gets into the basket and kicks it out to Donovan, who has a catch-and-shoot three, and he buries it to take a 9-game back to 12, and that kind of ripped the heart out of the Pacers. So the Pacers did make a surge, but every time they made a surge, the Jazz had an answer. And really both sides, the Jazz were great offensively and defensively tonight.
And I think we got to give Rubio some credit here. I mean, not some credit. We got to give him a lot of credit. When he came back off of his injury for a couple of ball games, seemed like he struggled there a little bit. But his energy level, and even if he's not shooting the basketball well, he still impacts the game enough to what makes us good.
There's a play tonight. The Jazz are up 20. Donovan Mitchell throws a bad pass across the court. Bogdanović steals it, is going for a dunk. There's 6 minutes left. It's a 20-point game, and Rubio ends up flying into the crowd because he's trying to block the dunk. Like, if you want the passion that this guy plays with, and it's coming across to this team.
Well, absolutely. And as long as he plays like that, I think everyone else follows suit. But he comes out in that first quarter. He does so much in that first quarter, I think, that gets everyone's juices going and to the point where the Jazz pick things up there pretty well. And I believe that as much as we love Rudy, we got to love Rubio as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to give Jay Crowder a little love because Jay Crowder tonight, 28 minutes, he's plus 17. So the Jazz were plus 17 when Crowder was on the floor, only plus 3 when he was off. The lineup of him with the starters and Rudy, and also when he played with Derek tonight, he's sliding between the 3 and the 4. But he just plays. Like, I didn't realize really tonight that he had 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. He just plays, and he's giving the Jazz something every night.
Yeah, I'm looking at those numbers, and you know, some guys you can see they're just out there on the floor, and you wonder, what did he do? And I think sometimes you can look at Crowder's numbers like that. He was out there on the floor, but then when you look at the box score, then you start thinking about the game and what he was able to do out, you know, what he was able to do that wasn't really noticeable, that really impact. He's a great player coming off the bench. He can play two positions. He's 6'6" and 240 pounds, so he can go and play that four and not get pushed around.
Well, and that defense, there's some defensive lineups the Jazz are throwing out there that are pretty darn good on the perimeter. Neto made some nice plays tonight, by the way. In 9 minutes, he had 3 assists. He was his usual Howell Neto, 9 minutes plus 15 tonight to give to the Jazz. Donovan had his usual. Rudy was just another 20-10 game in 4 nights for Rudy, and he just I'm going to walk down a numbers path here in a second, but he just changes everything at an alarming level.
Yeah, and you know, like we said before the ball game, we did a little TV piece about the impact that he makes out there on the floor. It's unbelievable that he can do it on both ends of the floor. He does it on the offensive end because you just think about how they have to defend him. everyone uses their center or their power forward in the pick and roll. The Jazz use there in Rudy. They're using quite a bit. So it's a big concern with him rolling to the basket. It's a big concern with him, you know, getting into the paint and scoring. And you see the high percentage that he's able to shoot. I mean, he doesn't shoot away from the basket. He had 10 for 14 tonight. So he's impacting the ball game that way. He's also impacting the basketball game on the defensive end of the floor. So I'm going to agree with you. I think, boy, if he's not Defensive Player of the Year, then –
yeah, I mean, he's missed a lot of games, but the impacts are all right. Here's my numbers walk for you tonight. So the other night we saw Evan Fournier go 4 of 18. We saw Aaron Gordon go 4 of 18. And tonight we see Victor Oladipo go 6 of 19. And it's because of Rudy. And let me explain this. So Oladipo, I think, went 1 of 2 at the rim tonight. Maybe 1 of 1. We'll have to go back and check. But I believe his regular outing, he gets 6 shots a night at the rim and usually goes about 4 of 6 in those shots. So if tonight, if he had gotten 6 shots at the rim, he would have 3 more field goals. He would go 9 of 19. He wouldn't look like it would look like he's having a fine night. But when you take away 4 or 5 shots at the rim a night, and now all of a sudden all he's doing is taking his mid-range, which he's good at, but he's only a 40% mid-range shooter. He's shooting 21% from 3 since the All-Star break. Now all of a sudden he is going to go 6 of 19.
To simplify that and what you just said, you need layups in order to shoot a great percentage. You don't get layups and you're relying on that jump shot to shoot a great percentage, it's not going to happen. I mean, I don't care how great of a shooter you are. I mean, and if you don't get to the rim and get a few layups mixed in with some of those jump shots, that percentage is not going to be great.
All right, rooting hard for Cleveland tonight in Denver. Have a good night. Jazz are rolling. 16 of 18, ninth straight road win, tying the 98 Jazz team. See if they can break that in Memphis. Have a good one.